With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump acknowledges his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. labor market remains healthy with a 4.1% unemployment rate, and the economy added 151,000 jobs in February. Economist Stephen Moore normally opposes tariffs, but says President Trump is likely to use them to great effect in the long run, considering his success in winning concessions from several foreign allies.
We know that free trade is the way to prosperity. But what Trump has done is put a new wrinkle in this. And what Trump is doing is saying, listen, we can negotiate better trade deals where we can force countries to do things that are in our interest as a nation.
The Trump administration has until Monday to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments. That money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done. Former Congressman John Campbell says Democrats should have been willing to applaud at least some parts of President Trump's address on Tuesday, something he knows from personal experience.
But certainly when Obama was president and I was a Republican sitting there, he would say something that you agreed with. You know, I'd often look to the person next to me and say, well, we got to stand up for that.
Now, this is SRN News. Pro-life laws appear to be having their desired effect around the country.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abu Lebda, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from the Bankstown Lincombe Hospital in Sydney 2 months ago over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. This is SRN News. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is wise to be concerned about the foothold China has gained in countries around the world as part of its Belt and Road Initiative, by which it provides a variety of key technology, including
their control of digital infrastructure in countries, because if they control the digital infrastructure, then they'll control intelligence and other security aspects.
Another major concern is China's control of global shipping.
They're very heavily invested in ports. Some of them they outright run. I mean, the last time I checked, they ran or were heavily invested in over half of the world's ports. So the Trump administration has started on that program, and the Panama Canal was the first and the best place to begin.
That is former Missouri Senator Jim Talent. He appeared this week on the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com.